Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Karen, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you, JR?
I'm excellent. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. My first question to you is, are there going to be more hits that keep on coming at Bill Belichick, or is this the last one?
Well, you know, that's the million-dollar question. It's like, who knows? Between the Dynasty docuseries and this, it's been kind of pylon Bill time.
Absolutely. Well, Karen, can you give us a little bit of detail for anyone who hasn't read the article? It pretty much says that Robert Kraft told Arthur Blank, when Arthur Blank asked him about Belichick, you can't trust him. You shouldn't believe him. Were there any other details, you know, in that article that we should pay attention to?
Well, I think what Robert Kraft allegedly told Arthur Blank is kind of known, and it's known in NFL circles. I'm more curious if Robert said what was reported he said, whether he dropped the dime to Arthur Blank or Blank called him, owner to owner, and if Kraft was just being honest with his, you know, with his friend. So, you know, that part of it, I think, is interesting. But I also I think the takeaway from the whole piece is I almost think no matter what Robert Kraft said, good or bad, I don't think Belichick was getting that job anyway. I don't think it was what Robert Kraft said or didn't say that put it over the top. I think there were a number of factors that weighed against Coach Belichick and will continue to weigh against him. One being his age. He turned 72 yesterday, I believe. And, you know, he's 15 wins away from Shula's record. And that's roughly two seasons. So if you're a team going to hire a prospective coach to turn your franchise around, and if he comes in, brings in a whole new staff, perhaps changes the dynamics in the front office, and then leaves after 2 years, where are you? Do you know, I mean, it's just, there's some logic to it. I think it eliminates a lot of teams from the mix when it comes to Belichick. I think if any team was going to hire him, it would be a team that's very close to winning and perhaps is a coach away. And you can whittle down the list.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't many teams that qualify in that category.
Karen Garrigan is joining us, covers the Patriots for Massachusetts Live. Yeah, Bill Belichick's birthday was yesterday. He did turn 72. And the great writers at ESPN, they sure know how to you know, give him a post-birthday present, Karen, don't they? Now, having said that, do you think that we've seen the last of Bill Belichick as a head coach, or will we see him later this year with one of those teams that might get close?
Well, I think I mean, as I said, the list is small. Dallas is one of them. And I was actually surprised that Jerry Jones didn't part with Mike McCarthy after yet another disappointing playoff go-round and bring in Bill, who was readily available to him and who is a coach he professes his love for. I mean, I was actually surprised that didn't happen. Now, McCarthy is going to have to get off to a terrible start in Dallas, but the issue with McCarthy hasn't been the regular season. It's been the postseason. So, you know, is Jerry going to can him if he once again finishes in with one of the best records in the league? Or if the team is doing well through the year, you know, through the season, but then of course go one and done in the playoffs, that's when he would probably can him. So during the season, that's a tough one, because I can't see Dallas getting off to that bad of a start given all the talent they have. So as I said, the problem for Dallas comes in the playoffs. So I'm not sure about that one. Philadelphia is another one, because the owner, Jeffrey Lurie, is friends with Belichick or friendly with Belichick. You know, they've taken some pains to right the ship there. They have a bunch of new coaches within the realm of the staff. But again, if they sputter, you know, Nick Sirianni is probably on a short rope. So that's a possibility there. The Giants are another one, but I wouldn't say, only because I know the Belichick and the Mara family are very tight, but they're a team that's not particularly close to winning. That would be the problem there.
Yeah, I mean, I could play quarterback for the Giants. You could play quarterback. I think we'd be healthier than Mr. Daniel Jones. Karen Garugian is here with us from Mass Live. You've covered the Patriots. Everybody has the Belichick idea that he's the bad, evil, mean guy, doesn't want to deal with the media. That's a front, right? That's just about being the coach and shutting everybody out. Did that not wear thin with even your coverage?
Well, I think what happens is it wears thin when they're losing. And it not only wears thin with the people who cover him, it wears thin with the fandom. You know, when Belichick, when they were winning Super Bowl after Super Bowl, during that 20-year run, you know, they were in 9, 10 Super Bowls or whatever it was in the course of those 20 years, I don't think anyone cared how Belichick treated anyone. I don't think they cared if he was smug and abrupt and didn't offer anything, or they didn't care. The team was winning. So you put up with anything in that scenario. But when the losing starts and Belichick is still not giving answers and he's still being smug and he's still being off-putting, and he's not giving anyone the time of day, not providing any answers for crazy actions like having Matt Patricia coach the offense 2 years ago, not giving answers, then it becomes a problem. It becomes an issue.
Well, Karen, even with the article that ESPN released earlier today, like you said, these are allegations. Robert Kraft has said, no, I did not prevent Bill Belichick for getting a job. No, I didn't badmouth him. Are we going to have a situation where Belichick, as he gets older, he's 72, doesn't go to Foxborough, doesn't want to go to Foxborough? I mean, it's going to be that way naturally in the near future as he tries to establish himself somewhere else. But are we going to see a big chasm here as he gets older?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, a lot of people thought Brady was done, too, when he left or was pushed out. But that's back on better footing. And they're having a big ceremony to put him in the Hall of Fame on June 12th And Kraft has already said he's going to do something similar for Belichick. Does Belichick show up? I mean, go back to January when they quote unquote mutually parted, right? Obviously, the two had issues or have issues, whether you believe the story or not. They put on a nice little send-off for Bill in that mutual parting, professing love, and it was like they were best buddies. So do I think that Bill can come back and do the same, and Robert do the same to salute Belichick? Sure, I do.
Karen, listen, we've had the article. We had a documentary. What do we need next, like a music video dissing Belichick, or we get like an actual movie? What happens next?
Well, I don't know. It depends on if Belichick gets hired or not. I mean, he does have a book coming out, but it's more about, it's not a tell-all type thing. But if he doesn't get a job, or if he gets a job, breaks the record, and then retires, I think down the road, maybe you get his side.
Okay. All right, Bill Belichick, not a man of many words, also found out today during next week's NFL draft, he's going to be doing a special broadcast with Pat McAfee. So I guess Bill Belichick will get an early exercise in sitting around and doing what we do. Karen, where can people follow you and all of your great work with Mass Live?
Well, that's where you can follow me, at masslive.com, at kgarigian on Twitter. X.
X. Yeah, right.
The former Twitter, X. And I think, I think Belichick is basically now trying to get the good Belichick out there so he doesn't scare too many more people.
the good Belichick? Like, how often the years that you've been with the team, how many times have you seen the – tell us a nice Bill Belichick story. Like, one day when he brought donuts for the media or he helped the old lady across the street. Tell us about it.
Well, I can tell you one instance, a personal instance, where I happened to come across – actually, some friends gave it to me – an old program it might have been a program involving Harvard football, Harvard Yale football, or against the Naval Academy or something like that. It was a program, and there was a big, huge story feature about his father in this very old program from who knows when. And my friends gave it to me, and I said, you know what, maybe Bill Belichick doesn't have this, I don't know. So I gave it to the PR person to give to Bill, and he actually wrote a nice note back.
Oh, wow.
So, wow. I mean, he is human.
Is he? I thought he lives in a basement in a cut-up sweatshirt. Okay, wow.
Well, he's that, too. Mostly he's that.
Right.
But it's not all on the dark side. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, 10% light. Well, Karen, thank you so much. We look forward to catching you all down the pipe. And, let's see what happens with Mr. Belichick. You have a good time, Karen. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Jer. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Have you heard of Nordic Knots? The Scandinavian rug company that has become the insider brand gracing some of the most beautiful homes around the world? With rug designs by some of the world's leading designers and a signature collection of wool and jute rugs in modern colors. But Nordic Knots is not just about great design. Their mission is to make quality rugs that last, with no compromises. GoodWeave certified, handmade pieces woven in all-natural materials. At NordicKnots.com, it's easy to find a rug that's just right. A curated collection in lots of colors and sizes to choose from. Even custom sizes are possible. So, whether you're the type who loves the understated elegance of their luxury essentials or the bold statements from their top designer collaborations, you can't really go wrong. Oh, and don't tell anyone, but right now, you can get a free sample with the code INNERCIRCLE. NordicKnots.com.